The Supremes' Greatest Hits was the number one album in the country on November 9, 1967, the day Rolling Stone first hit newsstands. The new exhibit includes covers from hundreds of issues, which curator Karen Herman says shows how the magazine has evolved but still stayed true to its core principles. She says there was a wealth of other material to choose from, since the magazine seemed to archive everything.
If someone wrote a letter to the editor, you know, there's a letter from Grace Slick in the exhibit, and they kept the envelope. Everything was really well preserved.
Also included in the exhibit are excerpts from the tapes of the original interviews published in the magazine. There's also a recreation of publisher Jan Wenner's first office, which was above the shop in San Francisco where the magazine was printed. Herman says Wenner found the office accurate down to the cigarette butts in the ashtray on his desk. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.